it's time to connect the dots. I don't care what you say. Get up out of your seat and if you're on a spacecraft, what? Hey, where are those aliens? Anyhow, they've been talking about you're able to come here and save us. Well, we're getting tired of waiting. Come on. Don't tease us like that. You almost sound like politicians, you know, talking about, oh, you're doing this, you're doing that, you blah, 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 blah. You're going to land, and you're going to get rid of our super government and give us galactic law. Well, guess what? We all would like something better than we have now because we're all getting cheated. We're all getting abused. We have to deal. Every government in the world turned to a totalitarian dictatorship that wants to put everybody under lockdown as if you're doing us a favor. No, you're not doing us a favor. Really. If you just stop and ask us, we would tell you. In fact, we're telling you by the thousands, by the millions, we don't like your way you're doing this. Everybody in government, as far as I'm concerned, and I think plenty of people with me, everybody in government should friggin' resign right now because they're all no effing good, as the saying goes. You know, they're worthless, ignorant imbeciles that are listening to con artists, conning them to enact oppressive laws against decent people. We don't need a government like this that abuses us. What the hell? You're not doing anything for us. You're abusing us. You don't know how to make intelligent decisions. You don't know how to think for yourself. And you're making one wrong decision after another. Can I make it any clearer than that, really? And for you people in California, oh, I feel sorry for you. You know, are you part of the United States still, or are you just under, I don't know, the dictatorship of the governor over there? I mean, the guy's an embarrassment to a human being. It's an embarrassment to his family name. He's just an embarrassment, period. I'm talking about Gavin, just in case you didn't realize. Yeah, Gavin of California. What a lowlife, lame, lying, no good so-and-so. He has the gall to grandstand in front of the cameras and roll up his sleeve or something. No, he allows some woman to stick a Q-tip up his nose. Not that big giant swab that they force everybody else to allow to be jabbed up their nose and possibly hurt them, you know. I mean, really, we are so sick of this crap, this disrespect for humanity, this disrespect for the people that the government is supposed to be serving. What can I say? Hey, it's a call-in radio show. We got a toll-free number here, 888-627-6008, if you have anything to say. And especially if you're from California, you probably have plenty to say, but there's worse places than California. Anyway, the number is 888-627-6008. In fact, the worst place to be is New Zealand. And guess what? New World Order is going to try to get everybody to be just like New Zealand. That crazy bitch that's running that country, man, I don't know what else to call her. You know, she's New World Order puppet. She's got no consideration for the people. She's rolling over. And she's enacted all kinds of totalitarian laws that gives the government, the police, to act like militant zombies, and they can knock down your door and drag you out of your house in front of your relatives at gunpoint and bring you over to the nearest concentration camp where you will stay until they're ready to get rid of you. How about that? You know? Doesn't that sound wonderful? Doesn't that sound like Justice New Zealand we're talking about here? What a crazy friggin' country, you know? I mean, I almost don't believe it, but I've been hearing it constantly, and I haven't heard any counterpoints on it. Yeah, and she just probably had a fake election herself. How could people even vote for some wicked witch like that? And Australia is not far behind. Regardless to the countries that their leaders are turning them into dictatorships. Italy is setting the pace for how we, the common people, should be acting, you know? They've been defying the lockdowns and opening all the businesses in certain towns, and luckily they haven't been shot to death by the fascist governments that are ruling in Italy and other countries. But that's what people have to do in every country in the world, because even in America here, they're trying to subdue us with lockdowns and all kinds of other ridiculous rules. And if you're wearing a mask, you're listening to me, you better rip that mask off, really, because just the idea of wearing a mask is that means you're submitting to evil government. Evil government thought this idea of putting a mask. There's no logic behind it. There's no science behind it. The real science says no one should put on a mask. I mean, there isn't any debate on this. It's quite clear. But mainstream media wants to lie to you and tell you to do all the wrong things, because mainstream media is nothing but a puppet for the New World Organization. We're talking about all the TV stations out there. They're all puppets for the New World Order, and they want to tell you all the wrong things to do. That's what they're doing. You know, they got their fancy-looking, good-looking broadcasters up there reading off the teleprompter screen, telling you to jump off a friggin' cliff and be happy about it. You know? That's basically what they're doing. All the things about keep putting on the mask, that's to get you to be sick. Are you that stupid? Apparently you're both going to be, you're not only stupid, you're going to be stupid and sick. Because they're giving you all the wrong advice. You want to keep your health, don't put a mask on, you know? We ought to be rebelling in the street in every country in the friggin' world right now. That's right. Friggin' or non-friggin' world, whatever you want to call it. We ought to be rebelling every day and night in the street until these people leave their jobs. No, we can't convince them to do the right thing. They are hopeless. They've proved to us already they're nothing but brainwashed puppets that don't give 2 cents about people, and they don't care about all the harm they're doing with their stupid decisions. They're not qualified to be doing their job. Can I make it any clearer? I have to emphasize this because everybody who's listening to me needs to wake up. Your government is a bunch of crooks. Your government has been bought out, and they will put you into hell just to get themselves reelected or get some more bribe money. They will stab you in the back so many times you'll be out of blood before you die. That's how much they'll sell you out. We're talking about every politician in the world. At this point, they're all friggin' crooks. They're all stupid idiots. And they're all backstabbers. And they don't give a crap about you. They're ignorant SOBs. They have no idea about real health care, no idea about science. And they will do whatever the teleprompter tells them to. And that's how bad it is. Really. Hey, call the radio show. Somebody call me up and tell me it's not that bad. Come on. I'd love to hear the opposing argument here, but I'm going to talk it my way right now, and I'm taking control of the narrative, which everybody else ought to take control of the narrative, too. Because every news station in the friggin' world that's broadcasting on regular TV is lying to you. Every one of them, you know? There is no different story. It's all the same bag of lies to get you to submit to a bunch of stupid laws designed to kill you or sicken you, or kill you, however you want to put it. But that's where it is right now. If you don't understand that, where the hell have you been? On the dark side of the moon or what? You know? This has been going, come on, this COVID-19 bullshit has been going on for over 6 months. And we're all tired of it, and we're all tired of stupid people that we've elected to government stabbing us in the back and not being able to see the truth for what it is and not making one damn sensible decision. No, they haven't. All of their decisions are obviously, they're either totally mind controlled by some kind of electronic device or something, or they're getting so much bribe money, they'll say anything, whatever they're told to say. These people are not leaders. They're not public servants, and we don't need them. We need a whole new, we need to wipe the blackboard clean and get a whole new type of government in every country in the world, including the United States. Is that clear enough? I mean, really, I'm talking the truth here. If you can't see what I'm talking about, hey, call the radio station. I dare you to call me up and just challenge anything I've said, because I'm just talking the truth. But if you got something meaningful to say, too, sure, call up, you know, call the radio show. But this is where it's at right now, you know? And then we got these characters out there. Oh, my God, prancing around in front of the TV, the grandstanders. Sleepy Joe, you know, the latest info on Sleepy Joe? It's a clone, you know? Things have been posted, like, hey, the Sleepy Joe from years ago, one had brown eyes, and now the new one, I think, has blue eyes. Well, people can't change the color of their eyes, but with clones, you can make the little adjustments like that, you know? I mean, and they're making it so obvious to see how crooked the whole thing is, and nobody's really taking notice of that, you know? Except a few of us. But it ought to be a full notice, you know? Hey, yeah, Sleepy Joe, it's not the real one, it's a clone. That's why the clone can't remember certain facts. The clone is like a total imbecile, even dumber than the dumber one before him. And, of course, it might not be his first clone. And we also know that when clones, when the first one, the second clone is worse than the first one, and deteriorates just like people deteriorate. So, you know, that needs to be talked about, too, you know. It's been called out. Sleepy Joe is a clone. Well, it needs to be investigated if somebody calls it out. And apparently we have a lot of starting information on that to begin with, but it hasn't been done. So why hasn't it been done? Yeah, because the New World Order wants a clone to be the president, you know? What could be better, president for the U.S., or any other country than a clone? That's what the New World Order wants, something that can be programmed and obedient to what they want. What does New World Order want? To kill us, most of us off, for starters. What more do we need to know that we don't want to be part of this scam? You know, definitely, because the projection for us is like to be eliminated as far as the New World Order is concerned. But we have to take control of the media, we have to take control of the narrative, and we have to take control of any so-called government representatives. In fact, I say just wipe the whole blackboard clean and start again. We don't need these freaking government puppets, New World Order puppets. We don't need, they're not doing anything for us. They're serving the rich people and they're serving the New World Order. You know, take people like from England, Boris Johnson, backstabber of all time, you know, made all his promises, and he couldn't keep the first one a month after he was elected, and he hasn't kept any promises since. And all he's done is, you know, nothing, except his decree, lockdown decrees, which has paralyzed and destroyed all of Great Britain, what used to be Great Britain, and That's their leader. You know, he conned and lied to the people that, oh, he was going to help them out and do all these things. And what did he do? Sooner than he got in the office, he couldn't keep even his first promise. A month later, and he's been sandbagging, whatever you want to call it, the whole, all the months since. And there's no sight that he's going to change. In fact, as if you look at his track record, chances are he's going to get worse as time goes on. You know, he's a total New World Order puppet. Just like Sleepy Joe will be a total new world puppet, but, you know, it's still up for grabs. Trump might still pull out the election. I mean, those of us that have common sense, we can't believe that. It doesn't even make any sense that Biden would get as many votes as he did. You know, that in itself tells us that whatever votes he has, they're all crooked votes, probably. All added on. You know, you can do that with electronic machines. He could have got 10,000 votes in one town, and they just added a zero to that 1,100,000. It's that easy with electronic equipment, you know? I mean, it's possible to make electronic equipment tamper-free, but they're not going to reveal that information in a way, because the politicians want to cheat on the elections. You can't have an honest election with an electronic voting machine, truthfully. They have them all over the place, you know? And nobody, neither the Democrats or Republicans have ever complained about that. Yet, the rest of us, the whole world knows that your damn machines are hackable and cheatable with, but the two parties don't want to admit that because they both believe they can use the cheating option to win the election. It looks like Democrats might have even pulled this one off. But again, that just proves you President Trump is not as smart as he thought he was. Hey, you know, if I had been the president, I would have got rid of all those fake machines already before the election. Or the next election, you know. Obviously, I had to be the president first to get rid of those machines, but hey, that's why I was a write-in candidate. And I still claim I'm the most qualified person to ever be the president of the United States. I ran several times for presidency. And I happen to know all the solutions to all the problems. Do I hear a voice talking there? I don't know. Sometimes I think I hear voices coming through the telephone, but you know, it could be anything. It could be extraterrestrials proving they can break into a phone conversation. It could be ghosts. It could be squirrels on the line, if you know what that means. If you don't, hey, this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. Call in and ask that tough question. What's this with squirrels on the line? Well, if we could get a squirrel to call in, I'd ask the squirrel. But I think I know the answer already. Anyhow, the most important thing is that we move into the new dimension. You know? We're living here on Earth, and what we have all known as physical reality. We've heard about the realms of existence where angels exist, where God exists, where higher evolved beings exist. Those are faster vibrating realms. That's all they are. It's all part of the same system. But there are what's called, we could call them electronic veils that separate the dimensions. The dimensions being a realm of frequency parameters. You know, like your vision. Your vision can only see from so many cycles up to so many cycles. That's what your vision. The total spectrum of all the cycles, of all the frequencies, extends way beyond basic human capabilities of perceiving. So there's plenty out there that we can't see while we're in plain old physical Earth there. But plain old physical Earth is changing. It's moving into a faster vibrating realm known as 5D. Like basic physical Earth has always been first dimension, second dimension, third dimension. But now our consciousness is being carried into the fifth dimension, you know? really faster vibrating reality. You know, that's what you are. You're a consciousness in the human body, in case nobody told you. I know on planet Earth we all grew up, we were told lies. We were told all we were was the genetic completion of our mother and our father, and that was it. And that eventually we would die, and that would be it, you know? Not that pleasant of a bit of information, but that's what we were all told. But it's not like that. Actually, we were all existed before we came to planet Earth. Everyone on planet Earth existed before somewhere else, someplace. And that's the reality we need to embrace, because that's the true reality. All of us have a higher self in the faster vibrating dimensions. Yeah, I know you maybe never heard it until right now, but that information is flowing around. It's flowing around all, been flowing around for years. If you haven't heard it, it's because you're locked into some kind of box, and you're not out there listening to all the information out there. What I just told you, that information has been going around for decades, not just years. You know, it began circulating maybe 50 years ago, maybe more. And slowly but surely, it's been, that information has been added to year after year, decade after decade. So now we're at the point where, hey, the new time reality has started already. You know, there was a mass meditation just recently on the 11th of November. That's 11-11. When you see 4-1s right next to each other, that's a special number. And that means, has a significance to it. If you really want to know what it means, go on the internet. Start asking questions. What's 1111 represent? You know? Sure, it represents a month and a day. The 11th day of the 11th month, which is the 11th of November. Yesterday was Friday the 13th, you know. This could be the 14th day or the 15th, depending on where you are in the world. Friday the 13th, you know, it always had a bad bad reputation. People would say, you know, we all learned that, Friday the 13th. Oh, bad things happen on Friday the 13th. Yeah, well, that was made to be that way to get us to think incorrectly. Actually, the original Friday the 13th, long before that rumor of it being bad came around, was a good day. That's right. 13 is a magical number. If you don't know why, well, you haven't even tried to investigate life then. I can tell you, we can easily find how 13 is significant. Hey, go to my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's available everywhere, pretty much. It's available online. Just Google it. You know, 13 is an important number, you know, and geometrically too. If you're talking about a linear representation of 13, it's a single point in the center of a hexagon. And the six other points would be around a single point. Six points marking a hexagon would be six vertices. So 6 + 1 = 7. And then you can extend out to another ring of a hexagon, and you have 6 + 6 + 1 = 13. And there's how it fits in. We're talking about a linear representation. A hexagon within a hexagon with a point in the center. Each hexagon, there's six vertices, you know, 6 points where the angles meet on a hexagon, identical angles. So if there's six angles in 360 degrees of a circle, each angle must be 60 degrees. You know, you can go figure that one out. But anyhow, a hexagon inside of a hexagon with a point in the center of both of those hexagons gives you 13 points. And, of course, there's actually 13 moons during the year. You know, that's why a woman's cycle is only 28 days. You know, really, basically. Because we're really connected to a moon cycle. And there are really 13 dimensions, as we've heard. Again, 12 was created to confuse us a little. Again, we've all been lied to since birth. The whole truth has never been spoken to us. How many people listening to me out there really have you been told exactly who you are? You know, what are you? You're more than the blood and flesh that you look in the mirror that you call yourself. You're actually a spirit, a soul, a consciousness operating in a physical form known as the human body. Yeah. You know, we've like downloaded ourselves into this physical being that grew out of our mother. You know, that's who we are. And so we're a downloaded consciousness into a physical being, a physical creature. And when it's time for us to leave this physical creature, we'll just float on up, out, and back into our over self, our true self. All of us here on Earth were actually higher evolved spiritual beings that downloaded ourselves into this physical reality for this moment in time. This is a great moment in time that we're existing in. We're talking about the change of the timelines to get rid of the old and all the evil rulers and all the evil creatures that have been suppressing mankind for hundreds of thousands of years. Yeah, that long, much longer than what we've told in normal history. And that's it. We are not who we've been told to be. We're great, magnificent consciousnesses from faster vibrating dimensions, and we all volunteered to come here to help this world evolve into a better place, which it will do, and it's in the process of doing already. We have two timelines going now. If you don't know what a timeline is, well, Google it and find out. You know, if you've been watching science fiction for many years, timelines are talked about many times in many science fiction movies. But anyhow, the old timeline was still controlled by the, and it's still partly here, by the dark side, the evil ones, the reptilians, the Dracos, the insectoids, the Greys, all those negative entities that have come here and sucked the life force out of us good human beings. And they've been doing it for a long, long time. The new timeline was started by the Pleiadians on January 1st, I believe it was, of 2019. And so it's been building up since. The Earth is already in the new timeline. And she wants us to come with her. But we have to vibrate faster to be in her new reality. You know, a splitting up of realities is going to definitely happen. You know, I don't, you know, not everybody has read the Bible, but if you read the Bible, which is a collection of books, really, there's the stories about what's to come, you know, about what's to come. Probably the book of the Revelation, the last book of the Bible, is probably the one to be reading because it talks about the end times, which we are in right now, and it talks about one will be in the field, and two people will be in the field, and one will be taken. And that's talking about a splitting of reality. That's even in the gospel, too. I think Jesus spoke about that. But regardless of who spoke about it, there's the story there. Several of the stories in the Bible where the people are in the field working when this happens. One will be taken and one will be left. Well, the ones that are going to be taken are the ones that are not vibrating fast enough. They don't have a loving heart, and they failed their mission here on Earth. They got controlled by the dark side or volunteered to be by the dark side. And those are the ones that will be taken and put onto some other world that suits their negative thinking. And it might be their hell, if there was such a thing, or the closest thing to it. The rest of us that are left here, working in the field or whatever, our hearts are pure, and we've got to inherit it. The new heavenly earth, which will be way better than what we have right now. And the choices are going to be made on an individual basis. Everyone's life is being evaluated now. So it's known whether you're contributing to a healthy social system, a faster vibrating human beings based around the concepts of love and understanding and kindness, or your mind is locked in that negative mentality that we've all been exposed to, of violence and war and hatred and all those other crappy things. And if your mind is locked into that, yeah, you will be the ones taken off this world and put onto other worlds, other primitive worlds, where they're still living the barbaric existence until you finally learn what it is to be a loving person. And what I'm telling you about tonight, if you haven't been on the internet, you're not going to hear about this information because it's not talking to the general public. In fact, nobody's talking to anybody now with the damn masks on. Oh, my God. I mean, it's unbelievable with this friggin' mask, how people are willing, you know. Of course, the government has blackmailed everybody into going along with this program. The usual blackmail. If you don't do what we say, we're going to fine you, or we're going to arrest you and throw you in jail, or we might even kill you. That's right. The government has no qualms about killing people. No government does, you know. They're only looking out for themselves, the people who have the power, to keep continuing to have the power. And that's true basically in every nation, including the United States. Hey, I said it before, but I got to say it again. When the, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever. Doesn't matter how many years ago. FBI, CIA did an evaluation of how many people could be deemed to be honest in the U.S. Congress. Now, for those of you who don't know, we have like 535 plus, maybe a couple of extras, 535 people make up the Congress, you know, the Senate and House of Representatives, 100 senators, 435 representatives, whatever, maybe a few more for the possessions or whatever. And out of that 535 people, FBI, CIA could only find two people that they could deem to be trusted. You got that? Two people out of 535 people could be trusted. That's how corrupt our U.S. Congress is. And everybody who lives in America, we don't have any problem believing this because we know they're all basically crooks. Yeah, it's just like what I learned when I was a kid growing up. I heard they were all crooks, and sure enough, the information has proved out to be they basically are all crooks. And it seems to be the same thing for other nations around, you know. They're all crooked. And they're all gutless. They don't have, there isn't enough people with decency to get together and get rid of their corrupted leaders. No, they'd rather jump on the bandwagon with them and, you know, gather the crumbs that fall off their table so they can make their personal stash worth a little more money. Hey, listen, I know I said it before, but I'll say it again. This is a call-in radio show. If there's anybody out there with anything important to say, hey, call in. This is your chance, you know. on BBS Radio here. The number is 888. It's a toll-free number, too. Can you believe that? The number here is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Hey, did you think of that? Well, you didn't have to, because I thought of it for you. What can I say? I've listened to people on radio shows for years before I started my own radio show. A lot of interesting people came on. I used to listen to Coast to Coast. These people are, as far as I'm concerned, they're not that decent of people. I've tried to contact them. You send them emails, they never answer back. You send stuff to the mailing addresses, that secret mailing addresses that have been found out, and you get the stuff sent back to you. And they only allow people that they know. They have the same callers calling every time. Anytime I've ever called, the lines are always busy. And who gets in? The same people all the time. And this is a nationwide show. What kind of crap is that, really? But they've had some great guests on, They weren't willing to have me on as a guest, even though I have more to say than any guest they ever had in their friggin' lives. And I'll prove that any time, any place, anywhere. If you listen to my show, I never run out of things to say. My Lord. Do you know that telepathy is the main language of the universe? How many people out there know that, really? If you ever had the pleasure of having a telepathic conversation like I have with beings from the unseen realities, well, telepathy, it's a valid form of communication. But at the same time, I just want to emphasize that there are certain things about a verbal conversation that can never be accomplished with just telepathy. And if you don't understand that, well, then you don't understand it. But if there's somebody out there that wants to try to tell me how telepathy, there couldn't be anything that telepathy could communicate that verbal communication could, hey, call in. I challenge you, because I've done my investigations, and I claim there are many things that a verbal conversation can bring into reality that telepathy just won't be able to do. Hey, prove me wrong. But anyhow, I just had to say that, what can I say? With two people out of 535 people honest in the U.S. Congress, man, we're up shit creek without a paddle, as the saying goes. And then what do we have against us? We have a New World Order Agenda 21 that wants to. They're getting their way. They're locking us up in our homes. Our homes are our new jail cells. They're preventing us from talking to each other by forcing us to wear masks. And, of course, they're not really forcing us. They're persuading us. And if you're a human being out there and you're listening to my voice, rip off that friggin' mask. Don't participate in this sham. And we have to get everyone together on this program where nobody's going to be willing to participate in a mask. If there's a store that insists we wear masks, we won't go into that store until they go out of business, because we're not going to allow government and business to ruin our lives. Normal human behavior involves people not wearing a mask, people smiling, showing your true identity, who your face is, and there should be no mask laws. If you wear a mask, you can't stay in this society. And believe me, the people are not going to get sick and die. These are all lies being told to us daily by mainstream media. We have to make a point of this. We have to take control of the narrative. We have to say it publicly every day. mainstream media is lying to us. They're not telling us the truth. They're telling us all misinformation about this COVID crap. You know? They're listening to bad science. We can't listen. We can't obey the rules of people who listen to bad science. Vaccines are bad science. COVID-19 is bad science. Telling people to wear masks is bad science. Telling people to go on respirators is bad science. Telling people to not socialize is bad science. Any limitations on social behavior is bad science. You got it? That's it. It's all bad science and it's all negative. It's all made to make us suffer and to get people to get sicker. It can't be any simpler than that. You got to understand, government is your number one enemy at this point. I'm talking about every country in the world. Government is public enemy number one. If you can't see that, boy, you are asleep. You know? You need to wake the hell up before they send you to the concentration camp, because that's what is planned for every soul on this body. This planet here, they want to make lockdowns so tough, and they want everyone to get tested so they can say you're sick when you're not, and then they want to gather all you make-believe sick people up, put you in concentration camps, and then they want to tell you you can't get out unless you get the needle with the poison vaccine, at which point it's too late for you because they poisoned you and you're going to die shortly thereafter without any remedies. And by the time they admit they're doing the wrong things, half the world will be dead. That's where the plan is going. And our galactic brothers and sisters are not working fast enough to take us off this world or come down here and protect us from this catastrophe that's just waiting to happen. And the more you comply and obey evil government, and all governments that want lockdowns are evil. But who is your government? These are people that, yeah, you've elected, but these are people that have no common sense. They know nothing about health care. They're willing to look the other way as long as their palm is getting greased with a lot of money. They're unethical people. They're ignorant people. They're stupid people. These are the people we've elected to office, and these people are not qualified to make decisions for the masses, and therefore they have to be removed from office immediately. And if they're listening to quack doctors telling them lies, if they're listening to Big Pharma telling them lies, and they're listening to the New World Order telling them lies and forcing them to do things that are not in our benefit, they are friggin' insane, and they should be declared legally insane and immediately removed from office. That's it. And as far as I've seen, just about every governor of the states in the U.S. is insane. What we need is a group of lawyers and psychiatrists in every one of these states to file a legal action to have these governors evaluated for their sanity or insanity, and believe me, make sure I'm there to ask them the questions, because when we ask them the key questions, they won't have the answers, and that'll prove they are insane. And they won't know how to answer the questions they think they have an answer for correctly, and that'll prove them insane, and we can get rid of them the following day. And that's the easiest plan to get rid of these jerks. Otherwise, it's going to be a bloodbath to get rid of these jerks. And I think we all rather do it the easy way. But there's a solution right there. Every one of these freaking governors that are putting people into lockdown are freaking insane. They're mentally ill. They're not qualified to be making decisions for the masses. And it can be easily proved with psychiatrists. We ask them the key questions, and when they stumble on the questions, they will be declared insane. And that's what needs to be done, including world leaders, too. I'll just name a few out there. Yeah, Boris Johnson from the UK, yeah, insane. Macron from France, insane. Trudeau from Canada, insane. Merkel from Germany, insane. Nothing but backstabbing, elite, no-gooders. What can I say? That's who they are. Oh, and Nicola, yeah, from Scotland. Yeah, she's in with the same crowd, too. No good, so-and-so, so-and-so. You know? Not an ounce of intelligence inside her brain. Same with the other ones. They're all New World Order puppets. Whatever is on the teleprompter screen, they'll read. They don't care about people, all the people are hurting or anything like that. And then there's the crazy woman in New Zealand. I don't want to even mention her name. She doesn't deserve to be mentioned. She's an evil devil bitch. That's all I can say. And I have to say that because she needs to be removed from office. She's put her people into totalitarian lockdown, and she doesn't have any mercy for decent people. Meanwhile, she's been seen collaborating with the enemy. Yeah. I don't have to go any further on that. And same deal in Australia. Seems to be like the English-speaking nations are the ones really being targeted the most, like just like the United States here. I hope to God that President Trump brings out this, comes out ahead with his legal challenges, because clone Biden, that's right, he's identified as a clone now. You people that don't understand what clones are, well, you need to go on the internet and find out the information. I mean, it's possible now to pretty much download your intelligence into a fake body that looks like it's human. Whatever. Do your own investigation. But that's the recent thing. Sleepy Joe is also clone Joe. And I wouldn't doubt it, you know. And, of course, that would explain his lack of continuity with speaking, forgetting things, you know. Clones are, they can get them to look more like than they can get them to act like someone else. But so much for that. All I have to say is that, all these world leaders, especially in the English-speaking nations, they've all been taken over, you know? That's why people love President Trump, because he's the only one that hasn't been really totally taken over. But in my viewings of the situation, he has been partially taken over, I'd say, because he doesn't know all the things going on, you know? I do, and I guess other people do too, but he, obviously President Trump doesn't, smarter. He doesn't know half of the things that are going on behind the scenes. But so be it. He's still better than any other regular politician. Of course, I'm not a politician. That's why I'm better than him. But so be it for that. And they're really, you know, people need to understand they're taking away your rights by the minute, you know? They're enacting all these new laws where the military can go in and force you to take a test, and of course the test will come out positive because they know how to manipulate the test no matter who you are, no matter how healthy you are. They'll manipulate your test to be positive of the virus. Then they'll have a legal reason to remove you from your wherever you're staying and drag you out to a concentration camp where you will stay for the rest of your life until you're willing to take a vaccine, which will be loaded with poison and probably kill you right there. This is what is planned for you, the regular people. There's no mercy. There's no understanding. There's no truth. It's all a sick plan to kill off 95% of humanity. And you better wake up, people, and better understand. You better get rid of your government right now and replace it with something better. Or you better certainly get rid of the people in government now, because they're all mind-controlled already. And you better be willing to put up a fight to save your life. You know, go in the barn, get your pitchfork, and just meet up at the corner or something with your neighbors, because you better be willing to do something before, because the longer you wait to do something, the harder it's going to be to save your life. This is where we're at right now. I'm not making this up, you know? There's an ongoing war going on right now, whether you know it or not. But at the same time, of course, we have to be prepared for what's going to be thrown at us, and there's going to be plenty thrown at us because we're in the final stages of this war. But ethically speaking, we need to think about love, the most powerful force in the universe. We need to think about projecting our love. We need to think about walking into the future with a smiling face. And the reason I bring this up is because I've got videos out on YouTube.com that talk about these things, you know? I got a video out there called This Is Your Sunny Day. Nothing but positive thoughts. Nothing but positive pictures behind the singing and the music. This is your sunny day. Yeah, you know it's coming your way. This is that promised day of peace when evil ways will surely cease. You know, if you want to get in a good mood, go on YouTube.com. Punch in the words of the song in the information bar. This is your sunny day. If it doesn't come up right away on the screen, then put in afterwards by Tom Edison. That's my name, right? Tom Edison. People often confuse me with that inventor known as Thomas Edison. I'm not him, okay? My real name is Tom, T-O-M, Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N. And you might have to put that in if the video doesn't come up already. But I've got other great videos out there, too. You know, The Earth, He Loves You. That's right. That's it. Punch in the title. I mean, key in the words in the information board. After you get to YouTube.com, there's one song that you don't have to go to YouTube.com that will come up right away. You can just Google it. And that's Are You the Party in Kind? You know, you can just key in those words in the information, the Google information bar, and it'll take you right to my video. Are you the party in kind? And you got to spell it right. P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N. Are you the party in kind? Key in those words in the information bar on Google, and it'll take you right to my YouTube video. And then if you want to watch another one, hey, before when it comes to the end, there's a little icon of me down to the left below the screen on the small screen. Click on that, and then you can play all my videos. But I've got videos out there that put good vibrations into the world. I've got the one, Now Is the Time. Now is the time. Okay. And now is the time. It talks about, you know, we're going to give our love out into the universe. We're going to help others. We're going to walk into the future with a smiling face, which we would all like to do, I think. And what can I say? I end my show with the, if this is the first time you listen, if not, I end my show with the lead guitar solo at the end of that song, Are You the Party in Kind? A most distinctive quality written and played guitar solo. And I follow it by, at the end of my show, my anthem. My original song, I Gotta Be Somebody. And that's on YouTube, too. I Gotta, I Gotta Be Somebody. And because there's a lot of songs that have similar names, you might not be able to spot the video already, so you'll have to go, "I Gotta Be Somebody" by Tom Edison. That's who I am. And then you can see the horse galloping away at the end of the video, because if you just listen to it, when it gets to the end of the video, you can hear da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. It sounds like a horse galloping away. That was done on purpose. And then I finally put the video together to show you what it looks like with a horse galloping away. Fits perfectly. Anyhow, that's it. I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. You know what? We are coming to the end of the show real soon, and I'm going to be doing the countdown. This was a call-in radio show. What can I say? Except the Galactic Federation of Light is coming to Earth. Yes, they are. And what can I say? By next week, I'll have another video up. Another Subway Fantasy video. I've got one up here already called Subway Fantasy, but by next week, I'll have my video Subway Fantasy 2 up on YouTube. 2, like the number 2, you know? Subway Fantasy 2. And what can I say? It's a rock and roll documentary. Got some badass guitar playing. Awesome guitar playing. Anyhow, that's it. We're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. And everybody think about projecting your love when you go out there tomorrow. The more love we project, the more love that will manifest. The more love that we help bring into Earth, the quicker we'll get rid of the dark side and the bad guys. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. Here is the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that walked on by now stop and look, 'cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, 'cause I caught their eye.